we had a good turnout this year. And the two nights before, Tana gave a presentation on winter birds, and we had a great turnout for that. I think we had like 22 people show up. And then, unfortunately, Friday was pretty rainy, and then Saturday started out rainy, but the weather improved, and it was a good day for birding. We had, I think, 7 people that day out doing their counts.
Okay, and different parts of the island?
Right, we split it up. One group took the town area. Another group takes the water between Hungry Point and down to Scow Bay, and another group took it from Scow Bay south.
Okay. Which part did you get to do?
I took over Bill Pollack's old route, okay, which is from Hungry Point down to Scow Bay, mostly water birds.
Okay. Yeah, Bill Pollack just passed away this past year. He's been involved in bird count for many years, right?
Right. Yeah, the Christmas count was begun here in Petersburg in 87 by Peter Walsh, and shortly after, then Bill started working with Peter on that. And when Peter left town, and I think it was 93, I started doing it with Bill, but Bill coordinated it for many years up until this year, and actually he even initiated coordination this year and picked the date and got it going before we lost him.
And he was talented about identifying different species.
He was good at identifying different species, and he knew a lot of detailed information about the timing of when they arrive and leave, and just different habits that they had, where they might be at certain times, and you know how different species flew over the water at different elevations, and even if you really couldn't identify the individual bird, just what they looked like from a distance, he could pick them out.
Okay. This year, anything unusual in terms of numbers or species that you did record? Or
as far as numbers this year, fairly standard. I think we ended up with 56 species, which is on the upper end, but it's pretty normal for us to have that number of species. As far as number of each individual species, our high count this year was the long-tails ducks. We had 858 of those. There has been a time where we were the high count for the state on the long-tailed ducks, which was, I think we had a little over 3,000. That was a number of years ago.
And they really like that whole Wrangell Narrows area, North Nordic and south of there everywhere, too.
I don't know exactly what the weather conditions are that cause it, but sometimes, if it's a feed, the weather, what, but sometimes in Scow Bay, they will just be packed in there, mm-hmm, right? And there has been years where we've had more people and actually had boats on the water, and that has helped us get good counts on those years.
Okay. And any species that you don't see normally that you did record?
There was a couple this year. One I'd never even seen before on Mikoff Island was a house sparrow, which I'm not excited about because that's a non-native species. But it has been seen here before, but I never had. So it's pretty rare to have seen that one.
And other species that have made their home here that are growing? Do you see any indications of growing species like what the Eurasian collared dove that we see around a lot? Is that looking like that's the species is flourishing? Or?
Well, you know, this year it was down to 5. We only had 5 this year. It almost looks like they've decreased from what they were, say, 2-3 years ago.
All right.
And then something that was a little bit unusual also this year was we had 3 red-breasted nuthatches, which we've had those over the years, but that's a high count for us, and we seldom get them on the Christmas bird count.
And, of course, the most high-profile big species like any trumpeter swans or other geese or...
Yeah, the trumpeter swan is one we try to make sure and get a solid count on. This year we only had 7. I don't know if some of the colder weather had already moved them out, the ones that just didn't want to hang here because it iced up. But that's a fairly low count, but not extremely low.
We can direct people to the website for Audubon to check that out. And
yeah, so there's data on the web starting in 1987. It's not called Petersburg, though the circle is called Mikoff. So if you go to Audubon, the Christmas bird count, and then pull up the circle for the Mikoff Island, you can see all the information from way back when.